So we've been here about 3.5 years. Rise and Shine Farm is a multi-enterprise farm. We run alpacas, we run pasture-raised chickens for eggs, we have a market garden, and we also have pigs for regenerating land.
And is farming something you've been doing for most of your life, or is it a relatively new experience for you?
No, farming is extremely new for both of us. We're not from a farming background, so it's been a very steep learning curve, but one we've been really enjoying.
And so what made you decide to get into it?
We originally are from Tassie. We spent about 15 years on the mainland all over the place with government and defence jobs, and we decided that it was time to come home and settle into a local community.
Carl, so tell me, how did you go about deciding what exactly it was you wanted to farm and what you wanted to set up here on your property?
So for us, we took a sort of a slow approach to that. We knew that we were interested in improving whatever land that we landed upon. But for us, we spent our first 12 months here just kind of looking around and observing. And so for us, that informed that we wanted to go with alpacas because they're quite light on the land. It kind of told us that we were never going to grow crops that required a whole heap of water because we're in a low rainfall area. So, yeah, we just took an observational approach.
So after that first 12 months then, you decided on alpacas. What else did you decide to do, and what made you go into the pigs and the eggs and that sort of thing?
So like Nick was saying before, we're a stacked enterprise farm. And so for us, that meant we wanted to be a closed loop, so that everything from one animal or one process feeds into the next. So for our packers with us, that was their manure, was something we could use for compost for our market garden. Greens that don't get used in the market garden go towards feeding our chickens or sometimes the pigs. And then the byproducts of the chickens are out there fertilising our fields for us. So we just wanted to take an approach that sort of everything feeds into each other and hopefully tries to minimise a bit of legwork for us, but I don't know how that part's working out.
Has it minimised legwork to have a sort of closed loop, so you're not sort of going out and buying different things because you're using the stuff you've got? Does that make it easier?
I think in theory it does, but I do think that you need to scale all those bibs and bobs that we have going on so that they are of the right magnitude, so the outputs from one match what you need for the other one. So
yeah,
it actually still can be quite a lot of work, can't it?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, it sounds like quite an intricate puzzle actually to put together, to go, we need enough of this thing to do this thing, and then we need to try and use this thing to this thing. Has it been a bit of an experience trying to figure out how to navigate that?
Yeah, it's been an iterative process. So we just learn each year. We kind of reflect back on what didn't work and try and improve on it from there.
And tell me about the market garden, Nick. It's no dig, that's right?
Yes, as far as we can make it, it's no dig. So we're trying to minimise the turning of the soil. To start with, there is a little bit of tillage involved to get the beds prepped. But after that, when we harvest, we cut the plant off just above the ground, and then put a layer of compost over the top and then plant straight into it. So we're not tilling up that ground. We're not releasing that carbon into the atmosphere.
What do you grow, and where does it go?
So we grow year-round a bunch of vegetables, and our outlets for those are, we have now a lot of repeat local customers that just contact us when they would like things, which is lovely. We're lucky that we have the Bryn Creek Farmers Market on a monthly basis, just 2 km over the hill there. So we're about to start selling there with our own stall. To date, we've been on the community stall. We've gone from just selling, it used to be one crate of vegetables through the community stall each market, and now we've scaled up over the course of about 2 years to the point where we're like, yeah, we can have our own stall now and be viable, and people will start to kind of realise, I think, a little bit more that actually we're the ones that grew those vegetables. And then we sell to the occasional restaurant, and we're also lucky here, we've got the Bryn Creek Community Market Garden Roadside Stall, which is also another lovely outlet for us as well.
Do you have any crops that you'd love to be able to grow that you're sort of aspiring to, or are you just...
Absolutely.
Yeah? What is that?
Every market gardener has a crop, I think, that they like super get excited about. So for us, at the moment, we don't have a caterpillar tunnel or a polytunnel of any variety. So for us, that limits sort of the solanaceous type of plants that we can grow. So for me, I would love to be able to grow okra. It's like a little 10 centimetre long green pod, for want of a better description. Yes, I would like to be able to agree with that.
Okra, that's not what I saw coming. I was chatting to someone the other day who also has a market garden, and theirs was eggplant. They really wanted to master eggplant.
Yes.
But, you know, we're passionate about all the vegetables here. Nick, tell me a bit about the livestock and the chickens and the eggs. How's that process gone, and where do you sell some of that produce?
Yes, so we have, as we said before, we have alpacas, we have chickens, and we have pigs as our livestock. So the chickens we have running on the pasture, totally free range, pasture raised, and we sell those eggs through the Brim Creek Farmers Market to our local customers, and we also have a couple of local businesses who use our eggs in their products, which is fantastic. The chickens are great because they go through the pastures and their byproducts helps fertilise the pasture. We also have the pigs. So when we arrived here, we have quite a large bracken fern problem on some of our property, and we're trying to use the pigs to dig up the rhizomes of the bracken fern so we can then regenerate that area into pasture that will then feed into the alpacas. So the alpacas are on our pasture as well. They're, as Coral said, their byproducts goes into the market garden through our compost systems, and we also use their fleece for many products. Yeah, we have our own yarn range that we launched
at
the end of last year, and sell through a few small local businesses, which is brilliant, and direct customers.
And you guys are also winners of the Sprout Producer Program. How is that helping and helping you to expand and look at other things?
Yeah, the Sprout Producer Program has been really good for us. It's been the catalyst to sort of formalise some aspects of the business and then scale up. It's been great with the mentoring and the online learning modules, been put into contact with all sorts of past alumni of the program who've been able to show us how they're dealing with the challenges on their farms that we also faced. Like, we have wind challenges here, and so we visited Bruny Island Market Garden the other day and saw how they were dealing with the wind challenges and the lack of water over there.
How has the weather been, and how have you gone about trying to figure out what to do in terms of growing and producing as the weather does its thing?
We are data nerds, so for us, we recognised early on that we may not have a skill set that is sort of embedded in agriculture or farming. Our careers before this were corporate, but what we could take from that was our ability to use data to inform what we would do. So we took a data-based sort of direction on understanding the weather here. We've got ourselves a snazzy little weather station these days, so we keep track of what is happening. But we just looked at rainfall, historically, trends. We spoke to locals as well when we first moved here to get a sense of what their thoughts were on the weather. And we basically just work to our limitations in terms of what the weather is. We're realistic about not being able to do certain things in certain times of year, but we're also in a really unique microclimate here. We're a little bit warmer than other places, and that allows us to do things that perhaps can't be done in other areas. So I don't think we look at it the weather as a limitation. It's just a factor that you've got to work around and think smartly about, is what we try to do anyway.
And so obviously you're expanding and growing, the online site is coming. What is sort of the five-year plan, or what do you hope to see the business become in sort of the next 5 years?
So for us in the next 5 years, we want to continue fine-tuning the enterprises that we already have established, trying not to add anything new to those, just really honing in on the various things that we already have established. And I think in time that'll mean more outlets for us. Not really quite sure what that'll look like, whether it'll be wholesale or whether we will do more markets, potentially may get an on-farm shop established as well. Yeah, so more of the same, I think, but just really tweaking it down and getting it down to a fine art.